My name is Claire.
My name is Rose.
You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out,
a radio show for kids
all about the Eldon County Library.
We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thank you, Claire and Rose. These two sisters live near Vienna, and they get their library books and movies and CDs from the Fred Bodsworth Public Library in beautiful downtown Port Burwell. We'll be hearing more from them later in the show. I'm Julie Berry, your host here at Check It In, Check It Out, coming to you from 105.9 DeBrigg. We're doing the show outside today, in honor of it being spring and all. Hey, could you little tweeters keep it down? I'm trying to do a radio show here. Yes, you. Well, I like birds, don't get me wrong, but there's a time and a place. Ouch! Hey, that's not very nice. Okay, I get it. It's spring and you're here being birds, and if I don't like it, I should get back inside, I guess. Excuse me. That's better. It's a very special show tonight because here at Check It In, Check It Out, we are celebrating Earth Day. Our first story is about something any one of us can make because all it takes is leftovers. Leftover vegetables and scraps of paper and all kinds of things we might just think we need to throw away. Think again. Get comfortable because here comes our first story.
Stew, an A to Z recipe for the earth. Environmental chefs, here's a recipe for you. To fix from scratch, to mix a batch of compost stew.
Just add to the pot. Just add to the pot. And let it all rot.
Ingredients. Apple cores, bananas boost, coffee grounds with filters used.
Dirt clods crumbled, eggshells crushed. Fruit pulp left behind, all mushed.
Grass clippings, hair snippings, and an insect or two.
Just add to the pot. Just add to the pot. And let it all rot. And let it all rot.
Just add to the pot and let it all rot into compost stew. Save jack-o'-lanterns. Kitchen scraps, laundry lint from dryer traps.
Mulch removed from garden beds, nutshells, oatmeal, paper shred.
Quarry dust, rye bread crust, and seaweed strands, a few.
Just add to the pot, just add to the pot, and let it all rot.
Just add it to the pot.
And let it all rot into compost stew.
Take tea bags plucked from long, hot swimmings.
Underbrush prunings, vegetable trimmings, wiggly worms with compost cravings, Christmas tree needles, yellow pine shavings,
and zinnia heads from flower beds whose blooming days are through.
Just add it to the pot and let it all rot
until compost stew. Moisten.
Toss lightly.
Cover, let brew.
And when the cooking is complete, Mother Earth will have a treat.
Dark and crumbly, rich and sweet.
Now open the pot
and what have you got?
Compost stew.
Thank you, Rose and Claire, for giving us that great recipe for compost stew. No, Guinness, it's not like beef stew. You wouldn't like it. You ate a toad last week? Oh, dear Guinness. Well, there are no toads in compost stew, as far as I know. and it is definitely not something for dogs to eat. You might want to roll in it, I suppose. It can get very smelly. No, Guinness, you know what happens when you roll in smelly stuff. Compost can be smelly if you don't do it right. That's why you need good books about how to make it. So, what does compost stew have to do with Earth Day? Well, let me tell you. Instead of putting all your kitchen scraps and whatnot into the garbage that goes to the landfill, it can go into making a wonderful, nutritious mixture that gardeners love to use to help their gardens grow beautifully. What could be better? And there are lots of books at your nearest library about ways to help the earth. Claire and Rose have some of their own ideas, too.
Here are six things I do to look after the earth. Turn off the lights as much as I can. Plant plants. Do compost. And plant our own vegetables. Have our own eggs from our own chicken coop. And do not use chemicals on our vegetables.
Here are some ways that I look after the earth. When little baby animals lose their mothers or fathers or parents, we take care of them until they are old enough to go back outside. We have these special window stickers that we put on our windows to make sure that the birds won't crash into the window so much.
Schools all over Elgin County celebrate Earth Day. Students and their teachers take time out to appreciate this beautiful big blue, green, and white planet that we live on. Our second story tonight is in honor of Earth Day. It's called Gora Devi Saves the Trees, and it's by David H. Albert. Gora Devi Saves the Trees. Gora Devi is 8 years old. She lives in India, near very high mountains called the Himalayas. The tops of the mountains are covered with snow all year round. When the sun hits the mountaintops, they shine like diamonds. Gora Devi lives on a hillside below the mountaintops, in a house made of stone and slate. It is a good house. In summer, when the sun is hot, the house is very cool. In winter, when the snow is very deep, the house is very warm. Gora Devi is poor, but she is happy. Every morning, Gora Devi takes her two goats down to the valley so they can eat the grass there. On some mornings, she goes up to the forest above her village with her aunt. The forest has many big trees. In the forest, they pick special plants and flowers and berries. Gora Devi's aunt uses the plants, flowers, and berries to make medicines. She takes care of all the people in the village when they are sick and usually makes them well again. In the afternoons, Gora Devi goes with her mother to collect broken branches and twigs and dried grass. They use branches and twigs to make a fire for cooking. The fire also keeps the house warm in winter. The cow eats the dried grass and gives them milk every morning and evening. Gora Devi and her mother walk very far every day to collect enough for the family. Gora Devi wondered why her mother does not go up to the forest nearby and cut down the trees. She asked her mother, "Why do we walk so far for wood every day but leave the trees in the forest?" Her mother replied, "Gora Devi, you listen to me. The trees are our brothers and sisters. They provide shade for the plants and flowers and berries that your aunt makes into medicine. They are houses for the birds and animals." Gora Devi's two goats stood still as if they were listening too. The roots of the trees are like hands. They hold the earth to the side of the mountain. They also hold the water from the big rains and from the melting snow. If anyone ever cuts down our brothers and sisters, our village will be washed away. Gora Devi told all her friends what her mother said. One day, Gora Devi and her two goats walked up the mountain trail toward the forest. Suddenly, she saw a truck parked by the side of the road. Many men wearing caps and carrying axes were walking toward the forest. Gorodevy went up to the leader. "Why are you going to the forest?" she asked. The man said, "We're going to cut down the trees." "My mother says the trees are our brothers and sisters. They are not to be cut down," Gorodevy said. The man replied, "We have orders from the people in the city to bring the wood to them. Now, we have to go to work." Gorodevy thought. She began to walk down the mountainside. Then she began to run. She ran as fast as her legs would carry her. The goats ran behind her. She ran to the big gong in the open space in the middle of the village. She picked up a stick and beat that gong as loud as she could. Again and again she beat it until her arms got tired. All the women in the village came to the open space. The men were away working. Gorodevy told them what she had seen. The women began to walk quickly up the mountainside. Gorodevy's mother was the leader. Gorodevy ran behind. The two goats followed. Soon they reached the forest floor. They saw the men preparing to cut down the trees. The women ran up to the trees and began to hug them. Gorodevy's mother said to the leader, "We come as your friends and do not wish you any harm, but we cannot let you cut down the trees." "Get out of the way," said the leader of the men. "The trees are our brothers and sisters," replied Gorodevy's mother. "If you cut down the trees, our village will be washed away when the rains come. We are hugging the trees. If you cut the trees down, you will have to hit us with your axes first." The men looked around at the women hugging the trees. They knew they shouldn't cut down the forest, even though they were told to do so by the people in the city. They were ashamed. The leader said, "You have taught us a lesson. We will not cut down the forest. We will go back home with our axes." The men walked slowly back to the truck. Some of the women ran back to the village and brought some tea. The men were thankful, for they were very thirsty. "We will tell others not to cut these trees down," they promised. That evening, Gorodevy's father and the other men from the village returned. When they heard what the women had done, they were very happy. The whole village had a big celebration. They ate fruit and sweet cakes and sang songs and danced. Gorodevy was a hero. Her friends put a necklace of sweet-smelling jasmine flowers around her neck. The women in the village gave her a string of little silver bells. Gorodevy was very happy. Her two goats jumped to and fro as if they were dancing. The birds sang beautiful songs as the sun went down. The snow on the mountaintops glistened. Soon Gorodevy felt very tired, so she went to sleep. But in the nighttime, the forest was not asleep. The animals talked about what had happened and how brave Gorodevy and the women had been. Her sisters and brothers, the trees, did not talk, but they too were very happy. They did not sleep. They smiled. Do you think that trees can smile? I think they can. You don't need a mouth to smile, you know. You can tell someone is smiling just by listening to their voice. You can see a smile in their eyes or the wrinkles at the corners of their eyes. Next time you're in the woods, listen to the sound of the wind in the trees. You might hear a smile in that sound. The story of Gorodevy is true. It happened in India in 1974, and women and girls of northern India continue to work to protect the trees of the forests of that region. So, when you hear the word tree hugger, you will know where it comes from. Those brave women and girls who saved a forest of trees. How about a little riddle for the funny bone? What is the tallest building in the world? The library, of course. It has the most stories. And that is that for our show tonight.
This show comes to you
through the generous support
of the Elgin County Library
and the Mennonite Community Services.
Thanks to Claire and Rose for helping with our stories, the introduction, and the credits for this week's show. And thanks to them both for sharing some of their good ideas on how to be kind to our home planet and the plants and animals who share it with us.
Good day, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. I hope you have this program geglaicht. Ich bin Mary Ham, and I'm by the Elmer Library. Vihatna Library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and ye can crack dae what ye vaun forn, dae zant ola new oop. Dae oopner stun zant on the library dairn to zine. Ye can ook foon, nendot foonama as, fief eint neang, zas droi eint, eint fire zas null, extension, eint null neang, van ye noch my information failed. Bitte kump nan and zeit wat vi han in unser libraries tum junt and une familie, Matt Halton.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.